The hero is you. Sharpen your focus, conquer your demons, and become the writer you were born to be. By Kendra Levin. Narrated by Amy Rubinate. For my parents, with love and gratitude, and with special thanks to Andrea Adams, who sparked the idea, and much more. Introduction. We have not even to risk the adventure alone, for the heroes of all time have gone before us. The labyrinth is thoroughly known. We have only to follow the thread of the hero path. And where we had thought to find an abomination, we shall find a god. Where we had thought to slay another, we shall slay ourselves. Where we had thought to travel outward, we shall come to the center of our own existence. Where we had thought to be alone, we shall be with the world. Joseph Campbell, The Hero with a Thousand Faces. It's a Tuesday morning, and a writer comes to me with a problem. I just don't feel on top of my game, she writes in an email, and I need to be for a thousand reasons. Do you know what I mean? I do, and all too well. Just the day before, I was struggling through what felt like a terrible draft of the book you're holding, and couldn't seem to get myself to a good place with it. As an editor and life coach for writers, I'm used to supporting writers, asking them questions, and challenging them to find their way out of quagmires. What I'm not used to is being in a quagmire myself. I'm crafting my response to her when I get a phone call from Lindsay, one of the authors I edit. She wants to talk through a story issue in the novel she's writing, but it quickly becomes clear she's dealing with more than simply a plot problem. Her confidence is at an all-time low. I know I've done this before, she says, but this time I don't think I'm going to make it to the other side. This is her third published novel, the fifth or sixth she's written. It's heartbreaking to see her struggle like this. Yet I can't help but be inspired by the fact that she's fought her way through the peaks and valleys of this difficult process that many times and emerged from it with books she was proud of. Remember when you said that last time? I ask her, and the time before that? What helped you get through those rough patches then? By the time we hang up, she sounds calmer and has promised she'll go for a walk to clear her head. She's also managed to generate some options to solve her story issue. After my workday at Penguin ends, I see coaching clients. Rosalita is struggling with discipline. She sought my help after spending several years nibbling at her memoir, making only incremental progress. The night before, I always say, tomorrow I'm going to write for 4 hours, she tells me. But then I get up, and when I...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?